Hey, greetings. It's Brother Tupos. I hope you're all doing well today. I want to bring you a quick teaching called Preach Means Public Crier. Preach Means Public Crier. Yeah, I just want to edify everybody today. Let's talk about preaching in the Bible. You know, most people have no clue its meaning or its importance. Even those that go to the churchianity system, they have a very corrupted view of what it all is. Just today, praise report, I got an email from an 18-year-old young man who met me and Brother Akuo out sharing when we were out in the world. We weren't even street preaching. We were in a parking lot working on our van, and a young man walked by. We witnessed to him. That was months ago. He just emailed me and said he wants to become a man of God. How do I do it? What do I do? All because of street preaching, preaching the gospel. What a joy and responsibility we saints have. Preaching the good news. It works. People that have ears to hear and eyes to see will respond to the public proclaiming, the public crying of God's good news. So let's look at it in scripture real quick. The word preach appears 134 times in the New Testament. Let me give you an example. Matthew 3:1. In those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea. So if you look up that word preach, what does it mean? Public crier, telling God's truth. It's not a guy who's sitting behind a wooden box on a religious building in some man-made denomination on Sunday. Nope. Great men of God all through the scriptures went out and preached the gospel, good news, out into the world. Yeah, the preaching went on inside the body too, but the gospel went out by the preaching outside, out into the lost world. It's the true saints, the ecclesia, the remnant, that go out and labor in the fields. We're charged with this task, saints. And then, when our job is done, when we've labored as long as hard as we can, when the tribulation happens, then God's going to send an angel to finish it off. I'll give you a verse on that at the end of this teaching. Jesus was a street preacher. John the Baptist was. I just read it. Paul was. Peter was. But Jesus was a street preacher. Matthew 4:23. Jesus went all about Galilee, teaching in the synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. Matthew 24:14. This gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then the end shall come. Yeah, this preaching that the Bible talks about, it's the public telling of the gospel. And any true saint born of the Spirit of God that's walking in obedience and holiness can do it, men or women. There's details to that about how it should be done by men and women, but that's not for this teaching. But anyone just walking out, whether they lift up their voice preaching, men lifting their voices up, preaching, teaching, correcting, rebuking, or women going out and telling the good news, handing out the gospel, pointing people to sound doctrine and teaching, pointing people to their brothers that are teaching sound doctrine because ladies are not supposed to teach. Any blood-bought saint can preach the gospel good news. Colossians 1:27-28, to whom God would make known what the riches of the glory of his mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. Yeah, that's the goal, to preach the gospel, the shed blood of Jesus Christ, his resurrection, fully man, fully God. Repentance to him, come out of the world, every false way, your flesh, the culture. Be born from above by the Spirit of God. When you're born from above, the desire is holiness and obedience to endure and walk in that the rest of your life. That's the very, very short, truncated gospel. We have teachings on all of that at don'tperish.com. Look at the gospel. I have advanced teachings on every one of those topics. Now, in this verse, there's a little bit of a different word used. Acts 8:12. But when they believed Philip's preaching, the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. So that word there, euangelizo, it means, ready? To announce good news, evangelize, especially the gospel, declare glad tidings, to bring good news, to announce. And in the Old Testament, it was kind of the same way used in announcing of good news and mostly of the messianic blessings and covenant that was coming. So it's the same mindset. Stephen was preaching, or excuse me, Philip was preaching, but has a little bit different twist on it. And so this idea of preaching, it is a public proclamation of the gospel good news of Jesus Christ and God's kingdom. Now, I told you about what's going to happen in the end time. So God has charged mankind with the responsibility, his people, of preaching the gospel until the very end times when an angel will rise up. Check this out. Maybe we won't be able to preach anymore. Maybe we'll be dead. We'll be in prison. Some saints may be running for their lives. God's going to finish the work with an angel. He started it all these thousands of years with mankind. He's going to finish it with an angel before Christ returns. Revelation 14:6. And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on earth, and to every nation and kindred and tongue and people. Isn't that awesome? Mankind gets to carry the gospel. God's going to finish it off with his two witnesses and an angel at the end. So just a quick teaching. What a glorious job we have, saints, brothers and sisters. Preach the gospel, make disciples, teach them to obey everything he's commanded. Mark 16, Matthew 28, 20. And Brother Paul tells us this, considering preaching. 2 Timothy 4:2. Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. Yeah. What a great, great command we have to preach the gospel. The key is to know the gospel, the biblical one I just preached to you, to live it, and then go forth and preach it. Romans 10, 14 and 15. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? That's a public crier, brethren. And how shall they preach except they be sent? It is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Yeah. I said it a bunch of times. What a glorious thing we get to do. And you know what? I want to encourage you. Like that young man that emailed me, he was drawn to the bold proclamation of the gospel. He saw we were different than the people of the world. He said, how did you come out like that? What must I do? So the gospel either draws people in or it's going to push them away. Get used to that. Most it's going to push away. We get to be laborers for God in what? The great harvest that's coming. And guess what? The harvest is going to be both the wheat and the chaff, both the corn and the stalks. I grew up in the farm community. When you harvest a wheat field or a corn field, most of it is chaff. Most people, when the harvest comes, are going to miss eternal life. And most are going to be sent into weeping and gnashing of teeth. Why? 1 Corinthians 1:18. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. I love that verse. So that is our reasonable service as his people. Whether you're living right where you are, and I have a brother that walks around his town and hands out gospel cards and witnesses to people he meets. He's a working evangelist right in the town where he lives and works. Two brothers that do that. And then I have another brother who is like myself and my wife, going to be traveling full-time to do it. And then he'll work half the year, save up, and then go travel the rest of the time again. So whether you do it in one place or whether you do it traveling, it is needed. It honors God. It saves souls. It's obeying God, and it's glorifying to our Heavenly Father. I hope that blessed you, this quick teaching on preaching. It is not a guy in a Sunday box. It is not the role of the false modern pastor system. It is people, blood-bought saints, living, going out, go forth, telling the biblical gospel, calling people to repentance, calling them out of the world. If your gospel and your faith doesn't call you out of the world, you have a false faith, false gospel, false savior, false spirit. So test yourself to the word of God. Don'tperish.com is there. Let us know how we can help you. And if you want Bible study and you want biblical fellowship, I know a group of believers. We gather every single day, either in person or online. I know a bunch of them, a small hand few, a few, just like my master said in Matthew 7, that would love to encourage you. Let me know. Check out all our resources. We are here for you. We love you. Till next time, go forth. Have a glorious day. You true brethren and sisters, preach the gospel till he comes. May God be praised.